Hello, I'm Astrid.
And I'm Sophie. This is Not By Accident, a documentary podcast series about choosing to become a single mother and coping with being one.
Not By Accident, a podcast about me and my mum.
If this is the first time you're listening, it will make more sense if you start at episode 1. This is episode 18. First day back. I still don't know if I can do this. I start work tomorrow. After a whole year off. With sleep deprivation still affecting my memory and my ability to cope, and my emotions always close to the surface, I don't know if I can be the mother I want to be and do my job well enough that I'm not letting anybody down. I do know it's going to be really hard. In some ways I've chosen the path of least resistance, returning to a job I've done for years, to a life I know well. But it's not going to be that same life anymore. Now that you're in it. It's not just that I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if it's possible with this job. I've imagined that I could pay people to look after you whenever I need to work. Childcare during the day is sorted out, but that closes at 4:30. And I can't do my job properly if I can only work until 4:30. All my working life I've just stayed until the job is done. I've caught up on weekends. I've made it my priority. There's been no reason not to, but now there is. I hadn't understood before you arrived how painful it would feel to be away from you. I hadn't understood that I couldn't leave you with just anybody. That you would need to feel safe and secure and to know the person you're being left with. That any old person couldn't pick you up from childcare to give me an extra hour. That you'd be a defenceless baby just starting to crawl when I went back to work. After a generous year of maternity leave. I wish we had a few more months. Suddenly I have to be away from you 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. After having spent only hours away from you in your whole life until now. It physically hurts. I know I'm spoilt. I'm privileged. Thank you, Denmark. I'm forever grateful for the generous paid leave. My God, I was only just starting to feel ready to leave the house at the point most women have to go back to work. I feel so much empathy for all those women and all those babies. It's been the best and most rewarding year of my life, and I don't want it to end. Not yet. I thought I'd feel ready. I thought I'd be bored and want to use those dormant parts of my brain again. It's been remarkable watching you grow and develop and change every day to start to reveal your personality. You're surprisingly great company. You make me laugh as much as anyone before you can even walk or talk. Think about all of this and about how much a person can love another as I watch you sleep. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm teaching courses I've taught before, but they still require preparation and time to review work. I have teachers' meetings, staff meetings, management meetings, film screenings to introduce, events to coordinate, Q&As to host, student films to tutor. The other teachers will absorb some of my out-of-hours responsibilities. I feel guilty about this, but there isn't an option, so I try not to. Thankfully, the terms were agreed before I went away. I want to pull more than my weight and to prove I'm an asset to the faculty, even though I'm a single mother, to contribute just as much as before, that it wasn't a mistake for me to come back. I pump and prepare for my first class. And try to stop thinking so much. I just have to get through one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We wake up early. Fail at having a quick breakfast. I wipe up the residue under your high chair and put you in the bath in the big shower recess so we can get clean together. I brush your three front teeth and all of mine. We get dressed in woolly layers. And I carry you and an armful of blankets downstairs into what still looks like the night. I try not to drop anything into the mud as I unlock the bike shed for the tank-like Swedish pram I picked up for a song before Christmas. It's not shiny and new, but it will handle the rough terrain. I faintly see your perplexed face peeking back at me through the blankets as the heavy dampness in the air collects on your eyelashes. This is our new life. As we make our way along the dark road, I shield my eyes from the headlights of my colleagues on their way to work. I could have been earlier. Trina's house, your daycare, is an oasis of warmth and calm. You're happily gathered up in her arms as I strip off my outdoor layer and come in to make sure you're ready to be left. You seem fascinated as she chats to you in Danish. I suppose you'll know more of it than I do before the month is over. I seem to be finding this harder than you are. Perhaps you're ready for your own separate life. I cry quietly on my way back up the hill in the first morning light. Then it's on, an hour until class. I print some handouts, pull out DVDs for the clips I'll show, read the student list again and check pronunciation of some tricky names on the roll. Make brief small talk, rearrange the classroom and do a quick tech check. I should not have left this until last. Georgie from IT is getting me up and running as the students walk in. I'm really nervous. But I'm sure this is like riding a bike. Here we go. I think it's okay, although my recall of film titles and filmmaker names seems to have gone out the window, and I've become one of those people. You know that film with that guy? He made this other film, the poster looks like this. Do you know the one I mean? Not ideal for a film teacher. I hope this will improve as I warm up, or I'll have to find a way to incorporate it into some kind of class game show. I'm feeling swollen and an achy kind of longing in my breasts. If I hear a baby cry, we'll have a situation. I eat minimal lunch to leave time to pump. Luckily, home is on campus, so I don't have to face being interrupted by staff or worse, students. I'm all right with breastfeeding in public, but breast pumping is something else altogether. It's not really something you can rush, but I do, leaving one half full to run back to the teachers' meeting, late, puffing, and hoping I'm not visibly leaking. I drift off, thinking of how to introduce the Grizzly Man screening immediately after this. I don't want to screw up my first time with a mic in front of the entire school. I'm glad it's this film. Herzog will make them forget my failings. And from there I'm running again, through the field, over the bike path, down the road, in the fading light. I check my watch and slow to a walk as I reach the house. Then I remember what I'm doing here and start to smile, to grin. And my shoulders shake. My eyes fill with tears. I haven't had time to feel the 8 long hours, but all at once, here it is. I walk in and your face fills with joy as you crawl towards me. We sit in Trina's kitchen while you empty the overfull breast and I hear about the day. It's gone well. I push your heavy pram back up the hill through more darkness and you start to cry and cry until at last we're home and can collapse back into our life together. Until tomorrow morning. The first week is hard. I don't always make it home to pump. and it hurts, and I worry. I can't seem to eat enough to sustain me for the 2 hours of walking every day and for the breastfeeding. My weight is dropping off and I feel shattered.
Not for throwing. Not for throwing.
I hate that I'm so short-tempered. I hate that I'm missing the small ways you're growing up every day. I miss you. And I savour every moment of the weekend with you. But it's over so quickly. It will get better. It does get better. Slowly, I find some balance. And for 18 months, I do these two jobs. Live this life, mostly with dignity, with reason, and with heart. On Monday, it's my birthday. I'm 40. Anticipating misery, I've invited my closest friends for dinner to distract me. I'm not feeling much joy, but the Skype calls home cheer me up a bit. As is tradition during lunch announcements, the students sing happy birthday, and I stare out the cinematic windows at the season's first snowstorm. A white birthday feels quite magical after a lifetime of summer ones. I walk through the beautiful bright landscape, transformed and so quiet, towards my favourite moment of the day. My friends shop. Together we cook and we share a wonderful meal, with you at the head of the table. It's the definition of hygge. Michael declares this is the occasion for his stash of the world's most exclusive coffee, beans digested by an Indonesian cat-like animal and hopefully thoroughly washed when they come out the other end. I can't decide if this is vegetarian, but I decide I want to be open to new experiences. I'm in. We're all in. I look around the table at these smiling, candle-lit faces, dubiously sipping coffee, and at you. And I think, 40 isn't so bad. Now we're 3 years and a world away.
It's good to have my home back.
Sure is.
After 3 months at Granny's, yeah. We're home. She can manage without us now. We're back in our own bed. Morning sun streams through the window and wakes us up. Good morning, Mum. Did you sleep well? Is it preschool today? We take our time over breakfast. You play as I pack the lunchbox. Shorts and t-shirts on, a thick layer of sun cream, a hat for me, helmet for you, and off you scoot into the warm summer morning. So much more capable than a month ago.
Oh, it's a bit hard up this hill, isn't it? Maybe just walk up this hill. It's such a steep one. Yeah.
We stop regularly on the way to watch the galahs. Some ants carrying far more than their weight. The flowers blooming along the path.
Okay, let's go.
You nervously pull on my shorts as we pass through your old room. Filled with little children now, and into the preschool. You get your bearings, recognise some friends and carers, and pull me down for goodbye hugs before sending me on my way. Have a good day, Mum. That was easy. The sun is already hot on the walk home. I make coffee, sit at my computer, check the headlines, and begin work on the next part of our story. This is our life now. Financially, it's not easy, but I don't think you can tell. And now that I work for myself, I've removed a conflict. Now I can prioritise you, our family and you. My mother once made me a birthday cake I've never forgotten. On my 8th or 9th birthday, a piano-shaped cake.
I told you, Mum.
Look, Charlotte.
Last week, my stepmother made me the very same cake.
That's just so funny.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm glad you're
here. Hey,
like
I'm on.
It's great.
Oh,
wow. It's great.
I'll never forget this one either.
Look at that.
Look
Yay.
At this.
Wow.
Oh, oh no.
Everyone take their photo quickly.
The wind blowed
down. Oh, they're coming back.
Mum's coming back. Look at this.
Wow. Someone take a photo.
Can you?
No,
there's two.
Oh,
there's two.
The whole thing's
going to blow up. One, two.
This production is made by me, Sophie Harper, in partnership with Wondery. I'm supported by generous listeners and the Australian Cultural Fund.
Wow.
Well done.
We're running long. That's why it was so easy.
How do we have
it? Oh, I didn't realise it actually says birthday Sophie on there.
Yeah, isn't it great?
And is that the actual music for
it? It is.
Happy birthday.
It is. Mom, I can't wait to have the cake.
Me too.
Oh, look at that.
You have the cake. Hey, what's the first? Do you
want
the
first? No.
Music by Chris Zabriskie, Broke for Free, and Candle Gravity.
What a wonderful
cake. Who likes
it?
Not me.
Like
Astrid does.
I like raspberry licorice.
Who wants a bunny licorice?
This is good licorice special.
You can go first.
This to be my one.
You'd like that one to be yours, would you?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You going to say please?
Please.
Thanks to my family, my friends, and my daughter for your willingness to be part of the story. To Tali Abacasis, whose podcast series, First Day Back, inspired more than just the title of this episode. Finally, thanks to Michael for the coffee. And thank you, Jenny, for the cake.
Isn't that great?
A little bit of a key.
For your 43rd birthday, you get a Women's Weekly cake.
Don't expect this
I'm
every
very
year.
Pleased.
Don't expect this every year, so.
I do now. I mean,
every year.
You don't have to lose the magic in that.
No, of course you don't. Why should you lose the magic?
I'll be back at work in 2 weeks.
Goodbye, everyone.